What's up, everyone? Here we are with an On It podcast. Very special podcast today. I have someone I know quite well, Miss Whitney Miller.
Hey.
And of course, Michelle, the karate hottie Watterson, 105-pound Invicta champion of the world.
What's up, girl? That could kick my ass.
Yes. At least those two could.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're pretty tough, Linda. I've seen you in the volleyball court. I wouldn't want to tangle with you.
Yeah, I was impressed by your volleyball skills.
These girls are savage.
Yeah, everybody should be impressed. That's the way it is.
So what's going on? How you doing? So what we got going on here is we got Michelle, who's had a nice layoff from her fight. She's in full-on beast mode. I really feel sorry for the next girl who's going to fight you.
Yeah, oh my God, for real. Like holding me in this cage, and I'm just going to get out there and rip somebody to shreds.
That's awesome.
I've seen it. It's going to be scary. It's going to be like a buzzsaw.
We have to go.
Yeah, whenever that is, we'll be there. Yep. We'll make it happen. But you've been helping out Miss Whitney, whose journey from beauty queen into jiu-jitsu MMA has been well chronicled by the press. Bit of a surprise, eh, Whit?
Totally. I mean, I was blown away. I don't understand. I mean, I guess to me it wasn't as interesting because I was kind of going through it, you know? But then it sparked interest and people couldn't believe what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool.
Scary, but cool,
I think.
You've gotten all the majors. You know, there's fighters out there with belts and kicking ass, and they don't get USA Today, Yahoo Sports, Bleacher Report.
Well, I know every time I would get on the computer, because once we posted the video, I went into the Keys and visited my dad and was expecting like this totally chill vacay. And I would get on the computer, and I was like, oh, my God, I have 6,000 views on my video today. And I text you that. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I was up to, like, 50.
Yeah.
And then up to, like, 100. And now I'm almost at 200,000. I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, people are interested in people who challenge the limits of what we think is possible.
Yeah.
You know, to believe that you could go from being a beauty queen to an MMA is something that shocks people. And they're curious. They want to know if you're willing to put that face of yours on the line.
I know, right?
Are you willing to put that face of yours on the line?
I'm willing to put it out there.
What does that
but
mean?
I am
how
learning
non, how
to,
non-committal.
I am learning to block my face thanks to Michelle Watterson.
Right.
Okay? Keep your hands
the only,
up.
The only problem with
slip.
Is there are lots of people learning how to have you not block your face.
Well,
just as hard as you're learning to block it.
Well, whatever. Bring it.
Bring it.
That's Bring it.
That's the answer. That's it.
So you've had a chance to work with her this week. So give us a little bird's eye view of what it's like working with this girl.
Well, I mean, she's determined, you know, and I think that's kind of the determining factor. If somebody's a fighter or not is another big thing is if they're willing to learn, you know, if they're open to the experience and, you know, they're not kind of closed-minded to the situation. And Whitney is all of those things. And, you know, yeah, she might be a beauty queen, but at the end of the day, she leaves that behind when we go to train, and she's just all ears, and we train, and that's it, you know. So, and that's what's important.
Open-minded, willing to learn. That must apply for all people outside of your boyfriend, I would say.
You're not open-minded?
No. When I'm trying to teach you something.
Oh, yes. Very true.
Open-minded and willing to learn wouldn't be the two adjectives I would use.
What would you use, sweetheart, on this beautiful Valentine's Day?
Oh, this is getting a little crazy.
This is a Valentine's Day podcast.
This is Valentine's Day.
Look at that.
Round one.
I would say very strong-minded.
And opinionated?
Powerfully minded, maybe you would say.
Hashtag powerful.
Hashtag down. Powerfully minded.
Well, I mean, I think that's just kind of common with somebody that you confide in emotionally. It's kind of hard to, like, break that, you know. Don't want to mix business with pleasure, right?
No. I just want
you to true.
Hold me.
And we were talking about that earlier.
I don't want you to tell me what to do.
Yeah, because it took me a while before I was comfortable enough to have my husband in my corner, you know. And it's just because I was afraid that it would take me out of my element, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning. And I had never even thought about that with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just figured you would be there. But after we had a little conversation about it, I don't know. Because you are like my comfort, and you know, as soon as you walk up to me and I'm like on the brink of tears, it's over.
Coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm up to do whatever, of course, but I think obviously having strong coaches who can actually supply the information is going to be way more important, because, you know, I know a thing or two. I'm no master, you know, but
but just having you there.
But these, you know, these guys, they're the real experts, and I think hearing it from them will be a great advantage. But, you know, it's a long way till that moment, so you can figure it out. And,
apparently not.
Figure it out and decide. So speaking of that, what do you think? What do you think about setting a fight date somewhere out in the future? Are you ready for that yet? Are you ready to cross that hurdle, put that out there in the ether?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it makes me kind of like excited to talk about it, you know?
Sure. What kind of fight would it be? Okay, I'm being coach now. I'm like, hold
up.
Amateur
MMA fight.
Amateur MMA
fight. So no elbows on the ground, no knees that would be reinforced.
Coming up to the fight, will she have any kickboxing smokers or anything?
I don't know. You're the coach for now.
I think that would be wise to do before she goes into an MMA fight.
What's a kickboxing smoker?
It's where you get high as fuck and go fight somebody.
Well, I think the reason why they call it smokers is because they used to have them in like bars and stuff where they used to smoke, you know? And so it kind of just, I don't know. I don't know why they call them smokers.
It's a good theory. Do you think that's accurate?
Is it kind of like,
I've had plenty of fights in strip clubs and bars and stuff like that.
Really?
I'm sure a lot of people listening have had fights in strip clubs too. They just kind of happen.
Yeah, probably.
When they go to visit their girlfriend and they're like, oh my God, what's going on here?
What are you doing on stage? Your name's not Candy?
This is a great Valentine's Day podcast we're doing here.
It's so light, fluffy.
Yeah.
That's what I would, I mean, but we were talking about it earlier. Sometimes just setting a date and just being like, this is what we're doing, kind of light a fire under your butt and just make you work.
Well, because you've got the other component. You got some jiu-jitsu tournaments. You got your next tournament coming up this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
This already. Time tomorrow, we will know if I am happy or sad.
Should be the same either way.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to cry.
What's the toe deal? You hurt your toe yesterday.
I hurt my toe.
How is that going to affect you? What are you going to do? You going to just tape it up?
Yeah, but I did this before the last tournament too. And I just taped it up. So maybe it's like a good luck charm or something.
Tape and go.
Tape and go.
So what are you feeling? How are you feeling for this tournament here? You've been wrestling with a lot of tough people here. How's that affected you here?
Well, I had a major breakdown. I guess it wasn't major. It was just a breakdown. I'm sure I could get a little more crazy. And I probably will in the future.
Great.
Yeah, so look forward to that. But it's been good. You know, I feel like I've learned a lot more than I have in the past. I'm definitely... I have a lot of more skills than I did for my last tournament, but it's also, I don't know. I feel more pressure on this one.
Sure.
Maybe because I've been training. Yeah. There's more eyes and I've been training harder and longer and I don't know.
Those girls are going to see you in your division and they're going to want to take you down.
Yeah. I was just going to say, as much as we don't want to think that, as much as we want to hope and, you know, pray that people are like being positive, like, people are just, like, there are going to be some people that are watching because they want to see you get hurt.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know?
I think that's why I think a lot of people are watching my videos just for that. To be like, she can't do that.
Yeah.
What's she thinking?
But that's the motivation, you know, to have something, to have some force up against you resisting you is some of the best motivation tool you can. When everybody's pumping your tires and telling you how great you are and telling you, you know, everything that you want to hear, it's a little bit harder to get out of bed. It's a little bit harder to make yourself do that, you know. And the real masters find a way to self-motivate. But, man, it's sometimes great to have real opposition out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a lot of ways, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I agree.
You're always going to be the hunter or the hunted. Which one would you rather be?
The hunter. Right?
Of course.
I mean, okay.
Well, if you're the hunted, that means you're on top.
Yeah, but if you're the hunter, you usually have a gun or like you got some good things going on with you.
You're the hunter and the hunted.
Okay. I'm down with that.
At the same time. Whoa. Simultaneously. The yin and yang of the universe.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's deep.
The deadliest is the most sought after.
This is why you're in my corner, babe.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. So tell us a little bit about what this has required from you from an emotional standpoint, because obviously, and then we'll talk about the physical standpoint as well.
The whole mental aspect of it's a lot harder for me compared to pageants, because in pageants you can just walk on the stage and you can be in the worst mood possible, but it's super easy to put a smile on your face and the judges won't know the difference. But when it comes to jiu-jitsu or fighting, you can't do that. You have to be in the moment 100% of the time, and if you're not, you're going to get hurt. And so I think for me, I tend to get really frustrated sometimes, and that's what gets to me the most. I've played sports my entire life, and so I've been blessed. I'm a very athletic person, and so I'm used to winning. I'm used to picking up things really fast and excelling in them, but this is not the same. Like, mm-hmm. I do feel like I'm picking it up, but there's so much that goes into it, so much hard work, not just physically but mentally, that it's hard for me.
Yeah. Is that what's the hardest part is? The hardest part is the not winning, the getting beaten, and getting beaten in a very primal way.
Yeah, and getting beaten like every time you go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to the gym. Yes, I'm going to learn, but I'm going to get my ass kicked. You know, especially training with Michelle and Tessa Simpson, who we trained with the other day. They've been doing this for years. I mean, they know the ins and the outs of it. And so I'm just beginning. But I feel like I need to be on their same level, which I know is impossible. It's hard for me.
What's the attitude that you bring in? Because I'm sure you've got a chance to train with a lot of people who are better than you to get to the place where you are here. Do you have that kind of idea of, like, you know, what's the best attitude that you like to carry into those situations?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to stay positive. You know, and when things, bad things happen to you, it's just kind of a learning curve, and you just kind of have to let it roll off your shoulders and not hold on to it and move forward.
Yeah.
And that's all you can really do is move forward and keep tracking.
I think the way that the master would approach it would be to realize that, you know, what's happening on a larger level is that you're improving.
Mm-hmm.
And you're improving because you're testing yourself against someone who's better than you.
Right.
You know, without, nothing is going to sharpen a sword that isn't harder than the steel itself. You know, that's the only way to do it. If you're just cutting through fluff the whole time, you know, cutting watermelons, the sword's going to get duller. But if you got a sharp stone with diamonds on it, that's what's really going to make your sword sharper and make mm-hmm. you better. But what is getting diminished is your ego. You know, all, whatever is frustrated, whatever is sad, that's a part of your ego.
Right.
And that's, you know, learning how to remove that and just have everything happen. And maybe, you know, maybe your ego creeps back in, but only enough to have a little smile to say, I'll get you one day, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Just let it in just a little bit enough. And I think, you know, that's the way the master would approach it. But that's the journey. This is the journey to mastery of yourself, which is, I think, what makes this story so interesting and what makes all of these fighters and different professionals in these different realms so interesting is you meet them and they've come face to face with so many of these demons that lay lurking in the closets of normal people. But, you know, if you're going to fight, you got to come face to face with them and slay mm-hmm. those demons.
Yep. Yeah.
Best way to put it.
My palms are sweaty.
It's a big journey, and that's how you know there's something immense ahead of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And, you know, I really do, I care about it, and I want to succeed, and I want to stick with this. And, you know, we were talking about this the other day when I was crying it in the middle of our session. Is that you were saying that it's okay, you know, like mm-hmm. you know, one of Michelle's friends is a pro fighter and she's in the gym, I mean, killing the mitts, but tears are just rolling down her face from frustration or whatever it may be. And you know, we talked to another pro fighter that, you know, he cried after his fight and that it's just kind of part of the game. It's that emotional release you have to let go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everybody handles it in a different way. So, I mean, there's some people who still vomit before every competition too, you know, like every single one. Just they have to get that out in a certain way, and it's part of it, you know, and that's I think something to expect as you go forward.
Michelle, what was your like first fight experience? I mean,
well, I mean,
it's got to be kind of the same ordeal.
You know, I'm hearing Whitney talk, and it's kind of like bringing me back, you know, because before I grew up doing karate, but it was the artistic side of karate, and I point sparred, and I thought having my black belt in karate was good enough foundation for me to go into fighting, you know, and I just remember, like, you know, all the emotions that Whitney's going through right now, and getting told that, what am I doing, you know, from my friends, from my family, from my closest, you know, my closest friends, what are you doing? I was working at Hooters, modeling, traveling the world, doing photo shoots for calendars and stuff like that, but there was just something in my heart that told me that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to challenge myself, and it was hard for me, and it was breaking me down. And it really does make you face your demons. And yeah, I mean, you kind of put your heart on the line for the whole world to see.
Yeah.
And it can get pretty ugly sometimes. And you have to realize, like, that you're doing it for yourself and nobody else.
The rawness of it. You know, you get ugly, but it can get beautiful. You know, I mean, you see some, and I think that's what makes this level of intense sport so interesting. Because, you know, watching you in your fight, you know, I mean, that must have been incredibly tough for those people who are really close to you. But to see, you know, the execution of what you did to win that, and how you came out, and the emotional outpouring that came after that, I mean, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like a Rocky moment for sure.
Yeah.
But I do, like, remember, like, I mean, you're kind of in the zone, too, at the same time, you know? Like, when I was getting the snot kicked out of me in the third, I mean, I was in the zone, but I do remember looking over to my corner and just kind of, like, waiting for some sign, you know? Like, give me something, you know? And all I remember is my husband kind of just, and that's all he did, like, in the, like from there, I just knew, like, just wait, you know, be patient, and I was, and it ended up working out for me.
Yeah, beautiful.
Patience. I need to work on that one, too. Jesus. We were doing jiu-jitsu the other day, and my other instructor, Paolo Brandao, he was like, just calm down a minute, you know, just read me. And he's like, I know that you've played sports your whole life and you're very athletic and all you want to do is just attack. And I was like, yeah, I just want to tackle you right now. You're just sitting right in front of me and I want to pounce on you like a lion. He's like, just patience. Calm down.
Yeah. You watch some of those. You'll even see them, even in MMA fights, they'll have their eyes closed. You know, they're so relaxed and just feeling what the other person's doing, feeling their body and moving. That's, you know, conserving all that energy. Think that's, you know, that's something you learn with the game for sure. So talk to us a little bit about some of the physical demands, because now you've been training similarly to you would if you were in a real camp, going twice a day, going hard, testing yourself. How's that been?
Oh man, I mean, I've been so sore this week, I can't even handle it. Like, I'll get in the shower and I feel just like just the water from the shower hurts, you know. But I also do like to push myself that hard, and training twice a day has been pretty rough. But I feel like, you know, like you said, when we set that fight date and it's, I see it out there in the distance, that's what I'm going to do. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I got to go twice a day, and I have to force myself to go. And like Michelle was saying, you have to stay positive. I might not be the happiest person when I leave practice. You know, I might be crying or anything, but I know I'll be fine the next day, and I'll step back in that same gym that I thought conquered me before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my body just is not used to it. And I keep asking both of you guys, does my body just get used to this eventually? Because I don't know. I really hope it does. But yeah, just kind of dealing with all of that. And then, you know, hurting my toe, that's really frustrating.
Yeah, I remember I was rolling in Brazil, and this guy Marvio Charles, who I guess won some silver medal in some big jiu-jitsu championship. Anyway, he's really good. He was tapping me about every 30 seconds, And so he's tapping me every 30 seconds, probably tapped me 15 times. Like, this is fucking great. And then there's a hole in the mat, and I went to go move, and I got my pinky toe caught in it, and it just went.
That's what mine did.
Completely went sideways and was all bent off.
Yeah.
And I was all crooked and stuff.
And, stop.
And he looks at, he looks at it, and he goes, yeah, this is normal. I go, well, I was planning on stopping now. And he's like, no, this is normal. It's like, great. All right.
Pop it back in and go.
Yeah, I guess we keep going.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. You'll get used to it. I'm like, what? You get used to breaking your bones? All right. I'm ready for that day to get used to it, though. Yeah. I'm telling you. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for my feet to not get mat burn, because I got mat burn so much that it just, I have ugly calluses. And I'm ready to not, for it not to hurt when I break my toes.
Well, they'll just call us over. And just when you go get your pedicures, tell them not to scrape it off because you need that.
Yeah, I know. I tell them that already. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Those are important. Okay.
I've worked hard for those.
Please don't. What? They have no idea why. Yeah. And I come in there all the time with all these bruises all over me. I swear they think that you're mean to me or something. I'm like, no, I get it from the gym.
I'm taking a small hammer and hitting you in the legs with it.
Yeah.
Whack. This is torture.
Yeah.
It'll be much worse when you start sparring heavy and you have black eyes and stuff. That's going to be really embarrassing.
My parents are going to love that one.
They're going to look at me like, oh, that son of a bitch, that yeah. piece of shit.
I was about
do
to
you
say.
Ever, do you ever get that when you're out with Josh and you've just gotten,
yeah.
gotten in a fight?
Yeah. Yeah, we play off of it sometimes. Just like at the restaurant, like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't order the buffalo wings.
Because I know if I saw that and I didn't make the assumption, I mean, I hate those people. I mean, that's like the worst thing to me.
So, well, when I see somebody with the black eye now, the first thing I think of is, I wonder what sport they do.
That's good.
That's good. I'm not there yet. I'm like,
Well, so at first I look at like, yeah. I guess I look at their shape mm-hmm. and like their mood.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, you can get a read off their
yeah,
energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're happy and vibrant and super athletic. You can probably assume that they're doing some kind of sport.
Yeah.
Safe to say. So, Whitney, jiu-jitsu tournament this weekend. Let's get some predictions. What's going down? You're in the beginners. You're in the beginners
two
bracket.
Two golds. Boom.
Two golds.
Bam. Gi, enough said.
No
next.
Gi. Two golds. Are you doing the absolute? Are you doing any kind of?
They don't have that. I mean, I definitely would. If there are weight classes, I mean, I don't want to go. Well, I don't know. Me. I would definitely in my same division. Mm-hmm. I think would be good.
And then another tournament on March 8th, mm-hmm. right?
In Austin. USA Today will be here for that one. So that's going to be nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend won't be here.
Nope. Aww. I'll be gone. Expo West. Big time for on it. Going to see what all the other crazies in our industry are up to out there.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't think about it. You know, like when you get in there, it's everything's out the window anyways.
Yeah, my dad will be in there though. Ooh, doggy. It'll be his first time to see me do anything like that.
Is he a shouter at your events? Does he shout your name and stuff?
I don't know.
My mom is.
She'll be like, I don't think she...
God, kick her ass! One time she was like telling me to tickle the girl. I was like, you cannot tickle!
is that an actual rule? You're not allowed to tickle?
I don't know, but I just think it would be kind of silly.
I don't know. I think it's legal. Huh? I think it's legal.
Could work.
These are great ideas. I'm definitely taking notes. I am envisioning just like digging my fingers into their the like rib or out. Something.
I think I've tickle tapped the fuck out of you before.
Yes, pretty yeah. sure. I don't like that. Those are like the worst.
yay.
And then, so you got these tournaments. You pick up your sparring probably. See how that goes. So, what do you think's a likely time zone for your potential first MMA fight?
Coach,
if you were to say, when do you think she'd be ready to step in the ring
amateur
as an amateur?
Now.
Well, it just depends, like, because I haven't seen you like spar, you know, and I think that's
nobody has. She hasn't even seen herself spar.
Okay, yeah. So that's just gonna be a big factor of it. Like, I couldn't tell her like off the bat. Like, I don't know. Some people like to get hit, and some people don't. You know, so it, that's a big factor of it.
Which one are you? It?
Well, I'm pretty sure I don't like to get hit.
Like, you know, you can be really good at jiu-jitsu, but if you get hit in the face trying to, you know, so you have to train yourself to get hit. And I mean, like I said, you have to find that fire, uh-huh. you know, you got to find that fire inside of you. And And the only way to do that is to put yourself in those situations. Yeah. It's kind of hard for me to say, like, just, like, I know you're strong, you know, and I know you're willing to learn. And so, I mean, with that and just your drive and your athletic ability, I think you should be able to get your first MMA fight in before the end of the year.
Holy moly.
There it is.
Or I mean, at least if you're not ready for that, at least a smoker. You know, if you're...
I still don't know what that means. I'm assuming it's like a kickboxing match.
Like, what I recommend...
Well, you can
do
MMA smokers, too, but it's usually like a tournament in one night in some really shady spot. It would be like you
fighting... An MMA tournament?
Yeah, it'd be like a tournament at the Nutty Brown Cafe or something like that.
Oh, fancy. That's what I'm talking about.
Get some dinner before.
Get some chicken fried steak. Some gravy.
What do you think... What type of fighter do you think you would be? Do you think you'd be a stand-up fighter? Do you think you'd be a ground fighter?
I would be... I want to kill you fighter. I don't know. I have no. I don't think I know enough about my abilities at this point to say.
Mm-hmm.
I would do anything possible to win. If I gotta take you to the ground, take you to the ground. If I gotta punch you in the face or kick you, I'll punch you in the face and I'll kick you.
I think that's one of the advantages of starting, you know, without any kind of, you know, you're starting learning MMA. You know, so you're gonna learn the sport and figure out, you know, learn it, like kind of some of the new age fighters coming up, like a Rory McDonald or somebody like that, who just started learning MMA from the start. So all your techniques are going to be geared for effectiveness. So you'll see.
Yeah, the most effective way to get my hand raised.
Do you know what song you want to come out to? That's like if I was in a fight ever.
How many times have you planned that?
Oh, I stand in the mirror and I look and look at my
what's
body.
What's
like
your song? As Whitney, oh, as Whitney to the thinks jungle, about this, what's your song? Welcome to the Jungle?
Of course.
I was about to ask you this the other day, what your song would be. Then I got caught up in Rihanna that was playing on.
Yeah, I've come out to Nicki Minaj. I've come out to some other stuff. But I like to come out to stuff that's
Lil' Kim.
I don't even know.
I don't know, but didn't she have two paw marks on her boobies?
I think so.
Or is that Eve?
Yeah, that's Eve.
I'm not sure.
I like to come out to stuff that's kind of like upbeat and happy, because if I come out to something that's too aggressive, then it just takes me out of my zone.
Right.
And I need to be like ding da ding ding ding, like I just need to be happy and just like
I did say the other day that I wanted to come out to just like an instrumental, like a very slow piano song,
like a violin
or a violin.
Yeah,
that's kind of really scary.
Just a solo violin.
Just come out, yeah, and come out crying.
Yeah,
you don't know me.
Remember, I was joking with you when you first started talking about this. I thought it'd be really excellent if you came out to the Miss United States theme.
She's beauty and she's grace. She's Miss United States.
Do it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And just wave your way.
And that's just going to make them want to hit you so much more.
Yeah, get under their
if
skin.
If you could do that and still stay in the zone, that would be awesome.
Maybe I would just put headphones in.
Just
and hear
think,
my
of,
own
think of all the songs that could really kind of fuck with people's heads.
That would be hilarious if I walked out to that song. Hilarious.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to win. You can't lose after that.
Yeah.
No. What could we do for you here, Michelle? What could be your crazy song? Maybe like One Night in Bangkok? And they'd be like, whoa, that's a weird choice. They'd be thinking about it, and then you just choke them before they even figured out even what that meant. Yeah. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Yeah, there have been times when I'm the second one out, and I hear their song. You know, and there was one where it's like, we about to throw them bows.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like,
no.
That's a good one. It's about to be a girl fight. And then I lost, and I hate that song now.
Oh. What about, I think about this, like when, is it better to walk out first or better to walk out second?
Second.
It's up to you. But, I keep saying the zone, but, I mean, if you're in the zone, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Makes sense. I suppose, you know, typically the champion walks out second, so you assume that that's the more favorable position. Less time in the ring, less time to think about things. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit there and wait as the other person's song. You know, because back in the tunnel or back in the locker room, wherever you're at, you're kind of in your own little world. You can have headphones if you want. It's easy to kind of stay in your bubble. But when you're in the ring, you got all the eyes on you.
Yeah.
You got the other person.
You hear all
coming.
The cheers.
But I think the key thing is, you know, talking to all the fighters and just being an athlete in different sports myself is just got to stay riding the present moment, you know. Take it all in. Don't try to not hear it. Don't try to do anything. Just take it all in. You're there. And as long as you're there in that moment, you'll perform at your best.
Mm-hmm.
It's thoughts that get in the way of the training. You know, you have your strategy. You know what that is. But the extraneous thoughts of what's happening here, blah, 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 all of that just slows you down. And speed kills.
Yep, yep.
Built for speed.
Indeed. Well, Michelle, what's up? You don't exactly know what's next, but I know you're eager, and I'm watching you train this week. Like I said, I'm scared. I'm scared for them girls.
I hope so. I know that after that fight, there's a lot of people gunning for me, and it kind of gets me excited, you know. And I kind of want to take whatever challenge they have for me and kind of just stick it to them.
I hear you. Well, anything else you guys want to add? Whitney, where can we keep up with you? Michelle, where can we keep up with you?
Well, you can check out the videos at youtube.com/MissTwoJits, M-I-S-S, number two, J-I-T-S. And then that's everything. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, MissTwoJits. And we're doing like a web series on YouTube, so you can follow along and see how training's going or just kind of everything I got going on. See my breakdowns, see my good times, and
get there onit.com/Whitney as well.
Yes.
Has that full landing page, all the videos, some cool pics.
Yeah. It looks really dope.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it.
One of the cool things that we've been able to do is you've gotten exposed to a lot of different, not only top MMA athletes through, you know, obviously our connections here with Onit, but other athletes as well. You were just with the top sprinter and different things. How's mm-hmm. that been working with all these different people?
Well, I always think it's great to, again, challenge yourself in all different aspects. I think you can take, you know, their training methods and use it to benefit you. And so we went up to DeFranco's gym in New Jersey, and I fell in love with that place up there. I mean, he's just so knowledgeable. But he trains a bunch of, you know, NFL players, and I just feel like a lot of their workouts would benefit me in jiu-jitsu mm-hmm. and fighting. And we were watching this sprinter the other day, and he went through some of his workouts and explosive movements, and we could definitely incorporate those. Kind of just seems like everything fits together.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I think there's a lot to be gained, and I think not pigeonholing yourself in one methodology and just embracing it all. You know, that's the beauty of what MMA did. They said, hey, everybody, let's bring all your best techniques, put them all in a pot and see what comes out, melts down, and see what comes out through there. And that's
yep.
it's been the beautiful thing of that. And that's kind of what our philosophy here has been for training it on it is take everything available out there and let's put it to the test, see what comes out best. So I think yeah. you'll get an opportunity to do that as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to training with all of these other athletes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up little things here and there. Whoa, where'd that come from? You know?
Yeah. Steven Seagal, bitches. Not really.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know how
but
I feel about
I think
that
that's
one.
That's where the sport is going, though. Like with MMA, it's like it's evolving, and if you're not evolving with it, you're left behind.
Yep.
You know, so you have to evolve with the sport and learn as much as you can.
Indeed. So, where can people find you? Keep up with your latest happenings.
Well, I'm not too good at social media, but I try. You know, I let people know about my family and the things that we do, and it's just Karate Hottie MMA, and that's my Twitter and my Instagram and my Facebook.
She has the cutest little girl on the history of the world. In the history of the world. Yes,
I concur. Very cute little kid. Good techniques.
We were yeah I know
just yeah. fighting. Did you post that video?
She's my little ninja.
Yeah,
she's really into ninjas right now. She loves Karate Kid.
Who isn't into ninjas? Everybody's into ninjas.
That would be weird. How can you not be into
ninjas? Why are ninjas so appealing to kids?
Because they're awesome. What do you mean? Why are they so appealing?
Ninja turtles are so appealing.
I think it's because ninjas can kill with like sneaky, not overpowering. Like a kid's not going to be powerful, you know?
No,
but
maybe.
But a kid can be sneaky as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
They can like throw a ninja star here. They can stick you when you're not looking.
Ninjas don't get caught. And kids, when they're doing something, they don't want to get caught. They want to be a ninja.
Oh, I know when she's doing something because it gets quiet. I'm like, you try to be a ninja.
Well, her mom's a ninja. That's a problem. Her mom's a real ninja.
I haven't seen her for a week, and my husband made me cry yesterday because he put her on the phone, and he's, like, teaching her all this stuff, and she's all, Mom, she's all, I'm strong and beautiful and smart like you.
Aww. And
I've been crying. Aww, that's sweet.
Yeah, but it just, I mean, it puts
that's
it
what I tell Orlando every day.
Makes me work harder.
Yeah, that's exactly what it does for me.
That's so cute. I mean, when I get to the point to have kids, I can't wait for them to be like in jujitsu.
Rolling around.
Yeah. Or like my nephews. Man, they need to be in jujitsu. One, it'll teach them discipline because they need it.
Oh, it's a different type. It's a discipline of your emotions.
Well, they need that too.
Yeah. That's the most important part
of
jiu-jitsu.
And it would just be awesome. I mean, I want to be like, hey, do an arm bar on me. Or like when I come up to you, I like to go up to Aubrey and be like, oh, hey, babe, so good to see you. And just slide my...
Yeah, no, I got to watch
Everest
my neck.
Right underneath his chin.
All points in time. I'm like, boom. I'm like Ronda Rousey living with her crazy mom now.
Hey.
Just choke me at all points in the day.
I got to practice, you know, keep you on your toes, keeping things fresh. It's Valentine's Day. It's what
Woo-wee.
We do.
Speaking of which, happy Valentine's Day, everybody out there. Have a good day, whether you're single, whether you're with somebody. Share the love. The one person you can always love is yourself. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what, give yourself some good love today. And much love from us at Onnit to you guys and you guys as well. Thanks for doing this podcast. Oh, shit. I just got a warrior bar in my hand.
Yummo.
This is just like the Tonka bar, except double the size for warriors like you do.
Yeah.
14 grams of protein coming out early March. Keep an eye out. Gonna be
they're
great.
They're so good. I just ate one.
The whole thing?
Things.
No, I had a regular Tonka bar because I apparently am not cool enough for a warrior bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just, you know, talk to the people that are on it. And,
well, maybe,
you know,
maybe, yeah, I just need to, I should maybe date the CEO or something. Maybe I can get some shit done then.
Maybe. Possible.
Round two.
Good help. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. All right, everybody. Much love. We'll catch you next time. Later.